It is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast.
Hi, this is Brian Dowling welcoming you along to the latest Hot or Not Hotcast, where in Andy's absence, I personally selected all the best bits from Monday the 10th of November show. Over the next 20 minutes, you'll hear a bit of this.
I mean, even back in the day when, you know, I used to fly and stuff and I couldn't afford to pay my rent, I never said to my flatmates who were all girls, let's have sex and let's record it.
Some of this.
When you bring out an album, it's just you're a bit more in the public eye.
Sure.
A lot more opportunity to have the circle of shame.
And just a little smidgen of this.
Truth be told, this is... I'm not an adrenaline junkie by birthright, so this was a totally new experience for me.
All of that and even more of this week's best bits. Enjoy the Hotcast.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
So Tom Felton is with us on Hot or Not.
He's a talented musician, footballer and fisherman. What can you not do, Tom?
I'm not sure if my capabilities stretch as far as there. You think you're being very...
I might have to test you on the
You're
fishing thing.
You're being generous.
I'm being very generous.
Right, you are.
It's fair to say you probably know him best for one thing, playing Draco Malfoy in all the Harry Potter movies. Of course, it is Mr. Tom Felton. Welcome back.
Thank you very much,
so
Brian.
Can you not fish?
I can fish quite well. Talented musician is to be debated.
Are you lying on your CV?
And football is completely off the scale. I mean, my footballing skills are very limited, I won't lie.
Is it true that you originally auditioned for the role of Harry in the Harry Potter movies?
Yes, I mean...
That is true.
This is true. This is going back 9 years now or something, back when we were just children, so to speak. So yeah, we did for Harry and then a few for Ron as well. And
oh,
then,
really?
Yeah, they dyed my hair ginger and brown.
You liar,
I'm
did they?
I'm no liar. I got a fair digging at school for
what
that.
What was it like being ginger?
Ginger for a day. It was an experience.
Ginger for a day.
It was an experience.
What about
I recommend
being brunette
it to anyone.
What about being brunette for a day?
It's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Is being blonde better?
I don't know. I'm willing to say blondes have more fun, but
do they?
That's what I've been blonde for the last 7 years, so it's Ooh. Hard to say, really.
Tell us about the Half-Blood Prince, the movie. What can we expect?
A lot. I mean, obviously, I'm restricted. I haven't seen much. I limit myself to how much I actually watch while we're shooting it. But it was a 7-month shoot, and I was there throughout. And for what I've seen and done, it's going to be an epic film.
Now, you're obviously taking part in Jack Osborne's show, Adrenaline Junkie, this Wednesday.
Yes, yes.
Now, I've actually seen the show.
Yeah,
that's how important
I am. I'm very excited.
You've not seen
it
yet.
I haven't seen any of it, no.
Now, can I say, you're on it with Wendy Peters.
Yes,
from Corrie and Gemma Atkinson.
Correct.
Did you enjoy it? Because you do some pretty weird... crazy stuff.
Yeah, truth be told, I'm not an adrenaline junkie by birthright, so this was a totally new experience for me. So I'm kind of glad I pushed myself to do what I did, because there's no other way I'd ever done it in the
what
world.
What I otherwise. Found quite weird, obviously having watched you in the movies, was that you swearing.
Yeah, swearing.
I was like, oh, you shouldn't say that. Oh, I was going to get in trouble for that.
I know. My
and
mom,
you do swear quite a lot.
Do I really?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, God. My mum's already
funny,
warned
though.
Me. My gramps is going to be watching. He's going to be holding his head.
Well, Tom, we're going to play some music now, but we shall be... stick around.
Thank you.
Because
I want
to talk to you more about you and obviously your magic wand and your private life.
It's rewind time now in this week's Hotcast, where you have to guess the year I'm describing through a past edition of Heat Magazine. And remember, if you're listening to the enhanced version, you'll have some extra picture clues on your screen now. Okay, now on the cover, we have the ultimate survey of women's bodies back in the... I'm not going to say the year, that gives it away. And it all said, how does your body compare to the UK average? We've got, you know, Angelina Jolie on the cover, we got Jade Goody, we got Kate Winslet. And apparently, as I flick through here, fascinating, and I don't even know this, and I should know this because I have 6 younger sisters, is the average size of a woman's bust is 36C. That, I mean, not that I know, but I would say that's actually quite big. Kate Moss, a 32A. Angelina Jolie, the average size, 36C. And Kelly Brook, a whopping 32E. Now, clearly, this is completely wasted on me. Also, a big thing about weight, people are obsessed with their weight. Christina Aguilera is 7 stone. Scarlett Johansson, 8 stone. Saran Jones, 10. So the average weight for women is between 10 and 11 stone. A lot of girls these days are stick thin. Also, height. The average height is between 5'4 and 5'3. Always good to know. We've also got another story here about Sharon Osbourne, obsessed with Shane Ward. She uses a bad word. It begins with F, ends in G. It says how gorgeous he is. He's really goodly. He's a good looking guy. And Ozzy won't mind because Ozzy lives in LA. Okay, Shane Ward. Oh, hello. What's it got? Oh my goodness. There's pictures here of that really annoying guy that was on Big Brother, Craig, being extremely drunk and falling over. And the comment is, whoopsie-daisy. Sorry, Craig. He is rather annoying. I probably will get given out for saying that, but I'm allowed to have my opinion. And he went to the whole thing of being in love with Anthony. Oh, that just wasn't good. And we also have stars who smoke and we don't know about it. Paris Hilton, Victoria Beckham, Misha Barton, Rachel Stevens. Who would have known Rachel Stevens? Does she still smoke now? Who knows? Kate Beckinsale and Lisa Kudrow, Phoebe from Friends. Oh my goodness, we've got bodies, we've got breasts, we've got weight, we've got celebs who smoke, and we had Sharon Osbourne obsessed with Shane Ward. So those were the stories making the headlines in a year gone past in Heat magazine. But what was the year?
Weekdays from 2pm on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2pm on Heat Radio.
This is Heat.
Time now to look at the big cinema release. And joining us to do that is Heat. I can't really say this word. Film, because I'm Irish. Film editor, Mr. Charles Gant. Hello, Charles.
Good evening.
Did I say film? Okay, film.
It was wonderful.
Thank you very much. Now, what are we talking about this week?
We are talking about a film called Zack and Miri Make a Porno.
Should we be talking about this at this time of night?
Ooh, I think we can. And I think the clue is very much in the title. So this.
What's it about? What's it about, Charles?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. So, Seth Rogen, the lovely Seth Rogen, who we all love from Knocked Up and Pineapple Express,
yes.
Superbad, yes. etc. And Elizabeth Banks, not so well known.
I know her from Scrubs.
Oh, well, you see, I don't watch TV, so you're ahead of me there.
Yeah, woohoo, I win!
And they are best friends from school.
Oh, that's nice.
Flatmates, platonic friends.
Absolutely.
And they, as you do, can't pay the rent,
absolutely.
Can't pay the utility bills. What do you do? Let's make a porn.
I normally make pornos.
Let's make a porn film.
Now, is this a 15 or an 18?
This is an 18.
That's so scandalous.
Ooh.
Let's play a clip, it's shocking.
If we don't come up with some rent, we're going to get locked out of the apartment. You got an idea?
We can make a porno.
Not the idea I was looking for.
That guy, Brandon St. Randy, who's Bobby Long's awesome, nice boyfriend, he said he makes $100,000 a year because he shoots and distributes his own porno flicks.
If it's so easy, how come everybody doesn't do it?
Because other people have options and dignity.
Okay, Charles, we live together. We can't pay the rent. Shall we make a porno?
Let's go for it.
Oh, Charles! So flattering. I mean, surely that never. I mean, I mean, even back in the day when, you know, I used to fly and stuff and I couldn't afford to pay my rent, I never said to my flatmates who were all girls, let's have sex and let's record it.
Yeah, you know, but things are different now. You know, everyone lives in the era of, you know, sex tapes on the internet. You know, you're Paris Hilton. We can all just, you know, watch her doing it if we want to.
Did you?
Did you? Yeah, of course. And Colin Farrell.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I did too.
Even more. So,
okay,
you know,
Charles.
And like, you know, they held their heads up with pride. So,
well,
you know.
Okay.
So, Brian, we could too.
Oh, Charles, it's so shocking. Now, hot or not?
This film is hilarious. Zack and Miri Make a Porno is hot.
Okay, so Zack and Miri Make a Porno is out on Friday. Charles, thank you very much for joining us. And of course, people should go see the movie, shouldn't they?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Charles. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Competition time on the Hotcast now, where I've managed to wangle some truly fabulous prizes for you tonight. Listen to what you could be winning. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull on DVD, Speed Racer starring Christina Ricci, horror movie The Mist, Donkey Punch starring Jamie Winston, Family Guy Series 7, The Coronation Street Special Out of Africa, Keith Lemon's Brilliant World Tour, Still Games Christmas and New Year Specials, Beautiful People Series 1, Robin Hood Series 2, Neighbours The Iconic Episode, Strictly Come Down Dancing Live, Dancing on Ice Tour 2008, Disney's Tinkerbell, Frankie Boyle Live, Frank Skinner's Live DVD and new book On the Road, Harry Hill's TV Burp Gold, Mika Live, A Family Fortunes Interactive DVD Game, new albums from Christina Aguilera, Stereophonic Seal and Jason Donovan, as well as Grange Hill, The Album, The Virgin Book of British Hit Singles, and a goodie bag from new Mark Wahlberg movie Max Payne. So to win all that in this week's special Hotcast competition, exclusive to you as a thanks for downloading downloading this week's edition, answer me this question. What is the name of Tom Felton's girlfriend? If you think you know the answer, just send an email to studio@heatradio.com with the answer and your contact details, and you could be our latest Hotcast competition winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Harry Potter actor Tom Felton is still with me. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Brian.
Now, Tom, you're about to face the hot list, which is, you should be scared.
Okay.
It's basically where I give you a list of people, places, things, or whatever, and you simply have to tell me if they're hot or not.
Okay.
And tell me a little bit about why you think they're hot.
If I've never
or
heard of the things you're talking about,
I can't reveal that just yet, Tom.
Okay, sure.
I'm the quiz master, not you.
I apologize.
I ask the questions, you answer them.
Okay, this is how it works.
Are you ready to play?
Oh, rock on, let's do it.
Here we go. Okay, playing music, hot or not?
Hot, definitely.
Because you actually release your own music via your website.
Yeah, I mean, I put a video on YouTube a while ago for a friend of mine, and it sort of caught on that it was there.
What
and
kind of music do you play?
It's an acoustic guitar, it's a sort of one-man band type thing, nothing too heavy and nothing too...
Can you sing?
Barely, Brian, barely.
Do you want to sing us something now?
Definitely not.
Why not, Tom?
No, I'm far from that confident about it.
But okay, so playing music hot.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay, playing a baddie.
Playing a baddie, hot... If you do it, you know, for a while, you don't want to do it for your whole life, I don't think.
In case you get typecast as
well
a baddie.
Well said, sir. Well said.
Thank you very much. I would love to be an actor, but I can't act.
Okay, you talk the talk.
Yeah. So, playing a baddie, though, what do you channel?
What do I channel? I was the youngest of four brothers, so I had a lot of grief growing up from them. So I channel all
your older brothers
completely, because they'd be able to throw you off the couch, and there's physically nothing you can do. So.
I don't have any brothers. I've got six younger sisters.
Six younger sisters. Well, so we come from two very different backgrounds.
Very different backgrounds. The Sun newspaper. Be careful what you say, because apparently they claimed that you were distantly related to several participants in the, I want to say, Salem witch trials.
I'm going to have to say hot for this one, purely because they brought that to light for me, which turns out is actually, I'm not sure quite how strongly based it is, but it is loosely
witch!
True. Let's not go there, please.
Witch!
Please, Brian.
It's your broomstick. I wasn't sure what that was. That's your broomstick.
That's why I got here in half an hour.
Flying in the sky.
No congestion charge as well.
Yes, why not? And we've got no Harry Potter witches. It all makes
sense. You've got to be green.
You got it. It's true.
Think of the environment.
Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Have you enjoyed it?
Very much so. A new experience for me. I've enjoyed it very much.
And if I come back in to fill in for Andy again, you've got to come back and enjoy me and keep me company.
It's been a pleasure. It would be my pleasure.
Now, you guys will look forward to seeing Tom on Jack Osborne's Adrenaline Junkie, which is on ITV2 this Wednesday at 9. Why should people watch?
Because it is going to be some funny material.
Very.
Very funny.
You're
material.
Mortified already.
I don't
aren't
want
you?
People to see it, to be honest.
Yes,
it's
you do.
Embarrass me beyond life.
And of course, but you can catch Tom playing the evil Draco Malfoy in Harry Potter and the Half Blood Prince, which is out next July.
This is Brian on the latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the best of last week's show. But don't forget, there are loads of other good shows on Heat Radio. Here's my favourite bit from last week on Heat.
This is Heat.
Out of the blue with Ford on Heat. I'm Paul Coit, one of this country's finest bands. Kaiser Chiefs, new album is out. We took it off with our heads. Ricky's here. Sir, how are you?
I'm very well indeed. And you?
Yeah, I'm really well, actually.
But
yeah.
Why? You sound excited about something.
Well,
is it because I'm here?
You know what? It's the shirt. I'm loving the shirt.
Oh, that doesn't love work on radio.
No, you know. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
No, it's nice to see you.
Yeah,
thank you very much for coming in.
No problem.
How does this rate with the amount of stuff that you do? Do you like doing the press thing, or is this a pain in the posterior, or is it the touring? What's the best part for you?
Do you know what? I'm going to be positive and say I love everything.
Okay.
There you go. I mean, it gets weird. I mean, I went to Europe for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And usually there's gigs at the end of the day, and that's brilliant.
Yeah.
But I was just doing interviews, 8-hour days, and I went slightly mad.
Did you really?
Well, yeah, and now it's coming back to haunt me, because the things I've said later in the day, where I haven't really been, you know, on it.
Yeah.
And I've just started making stuff up, you know. It's coming back. People
do they?
Me.
Do they then come back and say, I'm racing kangaroos and stuff like this?
I'm answering stuff I've said in Japan 4 years ago.
You're
still
joking.
Honestly.
Really?
Yeah, you have to. But then again, you've got to say some stuff that is interesting. Well, I don't know. There's nothing. I mean, you've got to make it interesting for yourself. And who wants an interview where you're just being boring and talking about, like, you know, actually what's happening?
Yeah, and your favourite influences and all that.
Well, that's another thing I don't understand.
You don't want to be doing all that, do you?
Well, exactly.
So at this point, is there a way of doing things then? So you get the album out, and then you've got to go on the tour then, and you've got to do it. Does it work the same way every time?
Well, we wanted to do it differently this time. That's why we made an album pretty quickly, and because we just wanted to, you know, I don't know really. We just thought we wanted to break the cycle because it had been a bit of a treadmill.
Yeah.
And then when it shouldn't be, because it's a brilliant job, so you know, who wants to get bored of it? But I'm pretty glad we're going to Buenos Aires tomorrow, so that's pretty good because we're going to be out of the country. And what is for me the worst bit about bringing out an album is just being in the country. I don't know why I don't do anything more or less with my life or go out more, but when you bring out an album, it's just you're a bit more in the public eye.
Sure.
A lot more opportunity to have the circle of shame.
Yes.
I mean, if I was in... I never am, because I'm not famous enough, but if I was, I'd look like the Olympic flag.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
This is Heat.
You've been waiting long enough, podcast friends. It's time to tell you if you guessed this week's Rewind correctly. I can finally reveal it was November the 10th, 2005.
Heat Radio.
And here's some exclusive bits from Tom Felton you didn't hear on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
So tell us then how you got the part of Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, what happened? The director, Chris Columbus, was, I think, trying to find me a part, so to speak, and he thought I played the best as a villainous git, if you will. So.
People do say it is more fun, and it's better to play evil.
Definitely. I mean, I can back that up 100%. I mean, because Dan obviously gets to play someone very timid and... And likewise for the two of them, whereas I get to play the complete opposite of what I am in real life.
Are you not evil in real life?
I don't like
all?
To think so. I mean, please tell me otherwise.
Well, you did turn up 5 minutes late.
Oh, more like half an hour. That's true. It's true.
Let's move on. Now, is it true that you had to close down your fan club because you couldn't keep up with all the fans that were on your site? Is that true?
It was getting... my mother actually self-attempted to try and run something, which, yeah, bless her, really. Unfortunately, it did get too much and it didn't work out for her with time as well as financially. So we're looking to outcast that in the future.
And tell us, what has been your weirdest fan experience? You must have loads. I mean, when you walk down that street, people go, oh my goodness, the Harry Potter movies.
Never. London,
really?
London is amazing. People are very respectful in London.
Really?
Yeah. Never in London in my life have I been approached or jumped on or anything like that.
That surprises me.
It's a great... I really enjoy that fact. That's why I love London, I think.
So have you had any weird experience with fans that you have met?
Anywhere European, Germany was I went to Cologne, which was a very hands-on experience, if you will. And I get sent a rather the odd package or two from Japan.
Can we ask what's in the package?
Silver spoons once for good luck.
Silver spoons?
I've had some shoes.
I was going to say like ladies' underwear
or something. No. I'm afraid to say not. Nothing half as interesting as that.
Silver spoons again.
Silver spoons.
Still no knickers.
Well,
damn those.
That's it. We can keep hoping.
Now, you're obviously taking part in Jack Osborne's show, Adrenaline Junkie. This Wednesday.
Yes.
You're in Cape Town?
Yes, Cape Town. We spent 8 days.
And you do jump, is it 200 and something feet? A bungee jump?
The bungee jump is, I think, even further than that, to be honest with you. The figure's just...
200 feet, that's not that
Lord
much.
Lord knows. I think it's the world's highest one, I think, off the bridge.
And
so.
You also drive a plane.
A glider.
Jump out of the helicopter.
Yeah, we did skydive out of the helicopter.
And you swim with sharks.
The sharks, yeah, they were interesting as well.
What was the worst thing you did on the show?
Oh, just for pure fear, the bungee jump, because it's not me. I'm not the sort of person who every ounce of my body said, do not put yourself over this
bridge. I think you were like, what am I doing, man?
Completely. They were screaming things in my ear, sort of, I don't know, tribal warrior shouts. I don't know what
they
were.
Now, what I did think that was quite sweet, Tom, was when you got on the plane, the glide thing, you put a picture of your girlfriend.
Oh, is that it? Made it in there.
Is her name Jane?
Just Jade.
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 I thought it was Jane, and you were like, "Oh, I love you. I love you, Jade. Oh, I love you so much."
I can't
and
believe
he takes
it.
Out the little picture and he puts it in, and you look and you go, "Oh,
I cannot believe."
Yeah.
They did that.
Big
great.
Shout out to you, Jade. Ooh. Is she an older lady, a younger lady?
She's a similar age to myself.
Similar age, so that means she's older. Similar age means she's
by
older.
About 6 months. Yeah.
Is she like older women?
Oh, you've caught me off guard there. You really.
It was quite sweet though with the picture. You took the picture out and you put it up.
That was
quite sweet. I think also when you jumped, you said, I love you,
oh,
I love you.
It was going to be so embarrassing.
No, that's romantic. Girls like that.
I don't know what my boys will say though.
Oh, they're going to kick the you-know-what out of you.
Oh, God.
This is Heat.
Okay, that's it for this week's Hotcast. Make sure you join us on the next show when Andy will be back in the hot seat. Thanks for downloading, and hopefully I'll see you very soon.
Do it.
Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.